In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow. There's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since Jan 21, the cost of living is up 17.9%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down. A presidential election year that'll have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. Text STRANGE to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text STRANGE to 989898 to claim your free info kit and to protect your savings from uncertainty today.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Richard Serrett's Strange Planet. Following the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from the Great White North and his studio beneath the stairs. Here's Richard.
Once, during a meditation, Donna Vohl was suddenly inspired to draw faces and messages. Having never had art training, she was amazed at the art that poured through her. It was months before she shared her newly found gift with anyone. Then one day, impressed by spirit, she gave a certain picture to another woman who was overjoyed. She cried, remarking that the drawing of that person was a portrait of a young man she had loved and who had passed away. A message accompanied the portrait that revealed he was fine and close to God. After that day, Donna knew that her spiritual gift would be shared, should be shared, in order to help guide and comfort others. Thousands of people have witnessed these spirit portraits through church services and private work, proving human consciousness survives death. Beautiful angels, faces of loved ones, symbols, and scenes are also drawn. The Reverend Donna Vohl, or Vohl rather, has been connected to the spirit world. Some of her earliest clairvoyant visions, sometimes frightening and often unexplained, came to her during childhood. These visions were difficult to comprehend on a small for a small child, but her mother helped her use prayer to keep her visions directed to God and higher planes. As she matured, she experienced premonitions and prophecies that confirmed her spiritual gifts. By the time she became a mother of three young children, her visions became more prevalent. She began a course of study into spiritual development, which allowed the clairvoyant visions to become focused and the messages to become clear and true. Reverend Donna Vall, welcome. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me on, Richard. I really appreciate the time. And hi to everybody in the chat room. I noticed earlier there was a lot of talking over there.
Oh, yes. We have a very dedicated following every week in the live chat, and we'll get to some of their questions a little bit later this hour. Let's start with just kind of a brief overview of how, let's call it spirit art works. You, let's say I came to see you, and you saw someone around me or someone who had passed on. You would, without asking for a physical description, or you would just start sketching that person, and it might end up looking like one of my deceased relatives or a friend or someone like that. Is that basically how it works, Donna?
No, that's not quite how it works at all. It has really nothing to do with me thinking or clairvoyantly seeing even the spirit that is near you and then clairvoyantly seeing it, drawing what I am seeing. Sort of like you would see a portrait artist looking at somebody and sketching and drawing what they see. I'm completely out of that whole process. What it really is we sit together, we pray together, we set the energy to be correct by praying to God, Holy Spirit, I talk to Jesus, we bring in that really good Holy Spirit energy. Your spirit, my spirit, we're alive in the spiritual worlds. Our spirit, our higher self, our soul is alive and well. It's where we have our essence. And when we sit together and we move into that frequency, that pattern together, we're able to communicate from that higher place together. And so what really happens, Richard, is we're just asking that God, your Holy Spirit self, brings to us that which you need. And what has happened over the years is it brings to us not only messages that have clarity that I'm receiving clairvoyantly to give you, but that while we're talking, drawing is occurring. And while that drawing is happening, it's not that I've seen it, thought it, or know how it's going to go. I'm as surprised as you as how it turns out. But I know it's a spiritually correct, accurate guidance. It's a continuation of the information that's been given to you in a visual way. And in that is the angels that work closely with that part of our higher self. And then often the guidance is of loved ones, people who've passed over, people who are deceased, and people who are alive, people who are coming in our lives. So it's pretty awesome because it gives you a lot of information on all levels of what's spiritually important to you. The people who have passed over, which is really interesting when that began to happen to me, surprised me as well because I had no way of knowing how to draw that, nor would I draw it, nor can I say I will draw it. I can only say it's going to be the right spiritual piece of art that will come forward for you. And then people had come back and shown me many times over that they had photographs that matched the sketch of the person who was in there. Many sketches on many portraits. Sometimes there's a portrait with five or six faces that they can identify with photograph, not only just knowing it. So it's really a way that God is bringing that to you. Not so much that I am sketching anything for you.
Okay, so you're being used, I guess, as the conduit.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I mean, all art is inspirational. We get a creative thought. We get a creative download. We're inspired to draw it, to make it, to create it. We are creators from God. God's a creator. And so that's normal for us. That's how we create and do and we manifest and we draw. But the difference with true spirit art is that it isn't something that I'm drawing or someone is drawing. We're being drawn, used as a vessel for our spirit, the Holy Spirit, I believe, to draw through us to reach to the person to whom the portrait will go.
And you, I mean, you didn't have artistic abilities as a child. Mm-hmm. It just, and the first drawing that came to you,
Mm-hmm.
When I draw someone, it's going to be like a stick figure because I really have no...
Oh, I get that. Totally. I understand the stick figure thing. When I was a young person, I was interested in art. I think all children really have a natural desire to do art. But what happened for me was I was learning art, just like everybody else, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, you know, draw, draw, draw. And we were going to do portraits. And I remember my art teacher said to me, you know, you're just not good at this. And you really don't make your faces look human. And it just shut me down completely. I just decided that I'm just not good at this. I'm not doing it. And so I put it away and really never did anything more with art. So it was interesting to me that in meditation, when I was really working with God, working with journaling so I could kind of take my meditation time and write what I'm knowing and hearing so I could keep track of that insight. Because so often in meditation, when you come out of meditation, it's kind of lost to you somewhat. And in that moment, just being led to draw some faces that were really very good little faces for someone who did stick people, like you would say, both of us would do, it surprised me. But I continued praying, saying, if this is bad, take it away. I wasn't opening up to something I didn't want to bring forward that would be for good from God. And it became more and more. My journal became full of these faces, and I felt prompted to give this one to a person that I had known, had met. And it was completely, she brought in a photograph, and we were just shocked. I was shocked that this was the person's face, for sure.
Right. And when do you draw? Would you be in a deep sleep and all of a sudden wake up in the middle of the night and feel compelled to draw, or how does it happen?
That's a really good question, because there is a sense of being compelled when the art is happening. For me, for the most part, I have a very balanced life. I think we have to learn that we are by nature spiritual beings. We're beautiful spirit. We are children of God. We are creative beings. So for us, it's normal to be connected to God. When we meditate, we create the priority to sit and pray, to meditate, to learn how to understand what our spiritual gifts are. We must learn what our higher self, our spirit, our true nature is about. And going through prayer does that. So you get that compelling energy when you're working with spirit to let your spiritual gifts grow. For me, it's not so much that I have no control over this, because that would be not how do you have a normal life, how do you raise children, how do you have grandchildren, how do you have any kind of life if it's this kind of compelling. But when I'm sitting to do the work, when I'm sitting to sit and pray and meditate, when I'm working with somebody one-on-one, or the way it developed in me was when I would work at a church. I had no idea how to do portraits through a large group. I had never seen it done. I didn't know how to do that. I knew that sketching and drawing at first was charcoal, pencil with some color pastel. Mm-hmm. Then it became angelic with full color pastels, with full color pictures and scenes and symbols. It just developed more and more and more. So I thought, how will I do this? How will I be able to sit and be able to present in a church through spirit? Now, when you're talking about feeling compelled, that's being compelled, because I would sit in church services. They would start maybe at 7:30, and I would be there at 7:15, do my prayer work, sit quietly in front of the top, you know, front of the by the lectern, and I would just be led by spirit to see as somebody walked in. I would make a notation at the end of that piece of paper, you know, person in the third row, that was it, and then really rapidly, an entire portrait would be completely drawn, fully colored, everything, with messages and specific faces that would go to only that person. So it was never like holding up a picture and saying, you know, does anybody recognize this? It had to go to that person. It was theirs. There's no doubt. And so at that point, within like maybe a 45-minute span to where it would be my turn to get up as a spiritualist and give messages, there would be maybe 12 to 14 full-colored portraits. that was really compelling because since I found all of the art quickly,
it was that's incredible. You're drawing and sketching and coloring that quick, 14 in the span of how long?
See, but this is the beauty of it, because it's to show us that we are spiritually wide awake and full of promise, each one of us. We never know what our spiritual gifts can be. But by doing this or having this opportunity to present this spiritual gift in a church, it reminded everybody that there's something so beautiful and profound of God with us and Spirit moving through us and our Holy Spirit connecting together, and that we were all connecting one together in that church. So it, whether you received a portrait or not, you definitely witnessed all of this happening, which helped people to feel better. The messages made sense to the person who received them, but also touched those that were watching it. And then, of course, what was races on there. You know, this is my grandfather, this is my grandmother, this is my great aunt, this is my child who passed. And so it was a way of comforting all people who heard it to know that we are not dying and it's done. There's a continuation of our consciousness in the spiritual worlds, in those higher, beautiful places of God, that we still have that love, that that love is still shared, that there's still that connection. And so that's right. Why it was, I think, a profound thing for all people to be able to witness that and to see it. When I was learning and I was going through lots of different church services, it was really about faith, Richard, because I had no idea how to present it. I had no idea when I traveled, especially I went up into Canada, often to Montreal, and being in another place where people you don't know, it's not your church, you're not familiar with the people, and working with translators, because I would do a church service that we would do service with in Montreal that would be both Italian, another one would be French, so somebody's interpreting as I'm giving the messages, because when I present the art, I would give a message, and they would interpret it, but it didn't need even the interpretation. It spoke volumes to the people. It went beyond words, and I think it helped train me to have great faith and just trust that there's a purposeful plan, that God is good, that all of us are spiritual beings with lots of gifts, if we would just learn to tap into that, and that life continues on. We don't die, that we are alive and well with God. And I think that's one of the things that is the beauty of the gift.
It's always difficult talking about visual things on the radio. So what I will encourage my listeners to do is just to go to angels2guideyou.smickles, Mortred Gallery, mm-hmm. A beautiful, yeah. It looks like a pastel drawing of an elderly gentleman with a mustache and a bolo tie. I think that's what you call that, a bolo tie. And then you have next to it is a photograph of the gentleman. In this case, it's Uncle Glenn. Can you tell us about this this portrait?
That was really amazing to me. That was done for someone. When I first started working, I was, believe it or not, I was very shy. Only working somebody, putting their name on a piece of paper for permission that I may pray with their spirit. I went home, I prayed, was led to draw the portrait, and then I was writing the message that God was bringing through me. I did nothing, I was just the vessel. Then I would hand it back to the person, and the people would receive them. That's really what happened with the Uncle Glenn one. I don't know if I'm on Skype or not. I've got my camera up. I don't know if that's working for you right now.
No, for whatever reason, we have a photograph of you in the live chat.
That's okay, because I have the picture of the Uncle Glenn when I was going to show you. But the nice thing is with that is the woman immediately cried, and it was even more profound because not only did she recognize him, he always wore a bolo tie. That was just his signature. Apparently, he gave a lot of message through that message to this lady. She's got that testimonial on my website if you want to read it in full. But he brought forward his name. He brought forward his last name. He brought forward a special word that he wanted her to tell his wife, who is her aunt. And that word only he and that aunt knew. And it was an endearing term between the two of them that no one else would have understood, which she did go ahead and give to that aunt, and it gave that aunt great peace and joy. So the art was profoundly helpful for her. It helped heal in their family. They love, the love is continuing. They felt better about that, and they were really thrilled with it. So the portraits give you that kind of peace of mind when I've worked with people, and they pull out a wallet after the art is drawn, and they say, look at this. This is my mother, and it's right there. I have never asked for validation. I have always allowed it to be what it is. It's a God thing. God works through me. It goes to the person that God wants it to go to, and I bless it, and I'm done. But people have been very thoughtful and sent me back art portraits that were copied with their photographs of their loved ones inserted, so that it gave me the validation and confirmation, which is always lovely, but it also shows other people that too. So that's what you'll see a lot on my website. Not so much that I asked for it, but that people sent it back. So over the years, it's been probably with all the different churches, all the different traveling, all my private work. I've been doing this now for almost 34 years, so it's been a long journey. It's thousands and thousands of pictures out there.
All right, we're going to roll into a break here. The Reverend Donna Vall. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly, Vall?
You are. Thank you.
All right. And Reverend in the Spiritualist Church, and does what we'll call spirit art, where she'll be the conduit and sketch a beautiful portrait of someone, perhaps in charcoal or pencil or a pastel, and then she'll present that to someone, and they'll say, well, that's my father, and she'll be presented with a sort of corroboration with a photograph of that individual. It's absolutely remarkable. angelstoguideyou.com if you want to check out the portrait gallery. Back with more of our conversation right after these.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I call it the miracle molecule, carbon 60 or C60, for my good friends at C60evo.com. And I take a tablespoon every morning. It delivers more than 172 times the power of vitamin C. C60 is a known antiviral, antioxidant, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory. It's a remedy that works. C60 Evo users consistently enjoy better sleep and wake up feeling refreshed. This alone is worth the cost of the bottle. I sleep like a baby. I have no aches or pains. Zero. I'm 58, and I don't have a gray hair on my head. Get your miracle in a bottle, C60, from c60evo.com/Richard-Serrett. c60evo.com/Richard-Serrett. Use the coupon code EVRS at checkout and save an additional 10%. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you have a medical concern, please contact your healthcare provider.
It's time to redefine reality. This is Richard Serrett's Strange Planet.
And we are back with the Reverend Donna Vall, and we're describing or discussing her her portraits of people that have passed on, and she'll feel compelled to present this portrait to someone, and they will say, yes, that's my Uncle Glenn. And then they'll provide her with a photograph, and she's posted these portraits and then the photograph at her website, angelstoguideyou.com, angelstoguideyou.com. Donna, this might be incredibly self-indulgent of me, and I might be out of line for asking, but I've got to ask. I'm so fascinated by this. I mean, if you feel moved by spirit, and if you see anyone around me, would you be able to do a a sketch for me and send it to me?
What we could do, I would be more than glad. If you want to set up time, I'll be glad to do that for you. Sure.
Okay.
And the thing is this, I want to be clear. It's not so much I see someone around somebody and I move to do that. That's really kind of not the way it works. It's that we sit and we pray together, or I sit and I pray. And open up, what does the Holy Spirit, what does your spirit, what does your higher self need to have presented on that art in message to you? And so that's where, it's not that I can say, if somebody said to me, would you please draw my grandpa? I could say to them, I wish I could promise that, but I cannot promise that. I can only promise you that we will draw what God, the Holy Spirit, what is the best and the highest for you. That I can be sure of. And through that, it can maybe be that grandfather, maybe it be uncles, maybe it be aunts, maybe it be neighbors, but it will be what God wants it to be. And what we found over the years is, in addition to having people who are deceased, it's also been shown to be faces of people who are important to you now in your life. This would never mean they're going to die, but that they're very spiritually connected. You're learning from them. They're learning from you. There's something important about that communication, that connection. And the other thing is that it can be people being drawn, faces of people you're going to meet, people who will become your new best friend, your new coworker, your new spouse. It's been interesting to watch that journey unfold because really there's no time in spirit. And so imagine your higher self or your Holy Spirit self, your soul, connecting with us through this art and bringing to you a download of information of those that are past, what we would say we've had relationship with them, those coming and those that are in our life. And it's important to see that because it gives us an understanding that there really is a connection and a continuation of spiritual people, past, present, and future, we would call them, that are with us. So for you, if you'd like me to sit with you sometime, I'd be glad to do a session and just see what happens. Would I love to be able to be guaranteeing you everyone you want on there would be there? I wish I could, but I cannot do that. It's a God thing.
I understand, yeah.
It's a God thing.
Sure. Tell me about the mirror image. This was a woman's mother that you drew.
Yeah, that was interesting. A lot of times the photographs look like a mirror image, as if somebody held it up, the picture up to the mirror, and it would be like as if these two different planes, these two different spirit planes, you know, are reflecting each other, which is very interesting. Many of them, you'll see, will have multiple faces on. There was, I think, one in the website where somebody was showed, she put little pictures of all her family all over in there. I know different ministers and different people from different churches who have told me that after the art is drawn, additional faces have emerged from the art. There was one lady who told me every time somebody passed in their house, the face appeared within the next 2-3 weeks on their portrait. Now, I can't say that happened because I didn't see that happen, but I can say that there would be no reason not to think it could happen. Because if we're talking about energy and frequency, which we are, that it's moving not because I'm special, but because I'm just a vessel, and that energy is now on that pastel chalk, you know, precipitating on there, creating on there, it can be moved and shifted in a variety of ways. That way I would be sure of. So it's interesting to see how that can be a past, present, future, things that are also going on, added faces that are put on the portrait. I always tell people when they receive them, whether they want to put them in a drawer and look at them every now and then or hang them up, it's really up to them. It's a personal thing. But that it's good to look back because there's a lot of information on those portraits. There's scenes, there's the faces, there's the main angels that work with our higher self, our soul, with God. There are images, there are oftentimes symbol or language that's on there. So it's important to look because a lot of times people are very fixated on one issue in their life that they're looking for on that portrait, which maybe is satisfied. They wanted their mother, there's their mother, but they're forgetting that there's so much more happening on that portrait that then proves itself to be more accurate. The messages, the information, the guidance that goes along with it, the prophetic thought that goes along with it from God is also very in-depth and important.
There's a underneath the mirror image on the website, and again, it's angelstoguideyou.com, and then you just click on the portrait gallery. Mm-hmm. And the third one down, this is a drawing you did very quickly. It's an older woman in glasses, she has a bit of a kind of a crooked smile, let's say, very pleasant looking. It's amazing that you did this very quickly, but because the picture itself almost looks like a negative image of a photograph or something like that. But then the woman presented you immediately after this drawing. She pulled out a photograph from her wallet, and there's the woman, same hairstyle, same glasses, in the photograph. Amazing.
It is, you know, and it's when I work with somebody, now I'm older, okay? So I don't travel as much. I work by phone. I can work all over the world. I can be in any time zone. It works well. I don't need the physical body of a person. The physical body doesn't have any bearing on what's happening. Mm-hmm. I just need the permission from the soul, from that person. We sit and we work together. Normally we talk. I have the luxury of saying, you know, we go to God's done. It's at least an hour. If it goes longer, it goes longer. I go to God is done. And give all the information that I'm being shown clairvoyantly, given clairaudiently to the person that is receiving it on the other end of the phone or a client sitting across from me. And at that point, drawing while we're talking. So I had kind of always thought it was sort of God's way of keeping me busy while I'm listening. Like in church, you give your kids crayons, you know, so they sit quiet. Maybe this whole thing is to keep me busy so that the messages can flow better. But it's about giving. I usually will speak with somebody nonstop for at least 40 minutes and then say, do you have more questions? Because God is just pulling it all through the Holy Spirit, your higher self, however you want to term it. And the drawing is happening. At the end, I always make sure I get the address and name on the back of the portrait, because when I go to ship, I ship maybe every so many weeks. I don't remember having drawn them. I don't remember who they belong to, and I don't remember where they would go, because it's not really me drawing it. So it is just through me and out me and given to you. That's really the way the system works.
Right, and then people receive it, and they can identify that person, and they send you a photograph often. Do they send you a photograph back in the mail?
What they usually do is they send me a copy of their, like they'll photocopy or take, nowadays with cameras, it's easy, I guess, take a picture of the photograph inserted by their portrait so that it makes sense. That's what you'll see on my site. Those are things people put together to show me how it was validating and confirming that that person looks just like the photograph of who they had. And a lot of them look almost exactly like the photograph. It's kind of fun. There's one on there that was done in St. Louis, and it was done during, I think it was a church service, but the woman showed me later the photograph, and it's really fun because the dad had a fun smirk, the way they always commented on his smirky grin. And he was sitting on a couch, and he had a pillow angled behind him. And the way the spirit art came out literally has the angle of the pillow behind him. It's like, how is that possible? But it's possible because it was a God thing. So they'll respond back with portraits and the validation of the photographs. If you look online, there's a lot of testimonials and ministers who've seen this over and over in churches. So the point isn't that I'm special, because we are all truly gifted with spiritual gifts. The point is that we don't lose the love that we have. We do continue our human consciousness after permanent death, because not only do you see those images, but a lot of messages come through with pertinent information or special information that only that person would know to present to the person that I'm giving this to or I'm sharing this with. And it also gives us a pause to remember how really it's important that we let our own selves connect to our higher self, to our spirit, to see that spiritual gifts that we all have, to allow that to be developed. We laugh about the fact that somebody a long time ago told me I couldn't draw, and she was pretty prophetic because a lot of what I do draw with the angelics are not human. So when she said you couldn't draw a human, I guess, okay, here's a...
You mentioned this one that you sketched in St. Louis, and it shows this older gentleman with glasses with this kind of fun smirk on his face, reclining in a chair with a pillow behind him. And then in the sketch, you've got two or three children in the foreground. Are those, I'm presuming those might be his grandchildren?
This is the thing, that sometimes it's interfamily connections like that. Like you'll see a grandfather, you'll see generation, okay? And sometimes what's interesting is you'll see them generationally. Some will be passed over and some are still here. I had a situation with someone who their father was passed, the brother was passed, her son is alive, and all three were on the portrait. So it can show generations for sure. And sometimes what will happen is somebody will receive it and they'll show their family, and their family will be the ones that identify a lot of the face. So it's kind of, I think, a wonderful way to bring family together, because family will see it together and be excited, like, well, didn't you know that's your Aunt Rose? Well, I didn't know that's my Aunt Rose. Well, yeah, and then they'll go get a picture. So a lot of times it's very obvious to somebody when they receive it. Sometimes they know some of it, but not all of it, and all the pieces weave together. There was one person you'll see in the testimonial who had the experience of having this portrait put up. She loved the portrait. She had already had some other portraits where there were family members who were deceased that had been on those portraits. This portrait had some different faces that she didn't know, but she was very compelled to keep this picture up on her wall. And in the next few years, she ended up having a relationship with a man who they realized was drawn on that portrait. And in addition to that, all of his family members who were deceased were drawn on that portrait. So we know that spirit connection was really vital, even though it was something yet to come. They were still passed over. It's just that she didn't know that at the time. So it's a interesting way that moved around. I would think, too, I wanted to say that it was kind of good I was never really trained in art, because I think I don't fight anything, because I don't know how to argue with spirit and say, well, this is how you have to draw this nose, or this is the way you shadow this face. Not having a clue, they had a much, I think, cleaner, easier time moving through me into what the art needed to be.
Right, no filter.
No filter. Stick people all the way.
So going back to this portrait in St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
The gentleman that passed and the children in the foreground, those are in the bottom left-hand corner. But the predominant feature in this portrait is of a, I don't know if this is an angel, but it looks like a female with sort of long red hair. Is that an angel?
It is. And what happened for me in the development, because we develop everything we do in this life, you know, you get more able to achieve something. I was using just charcoal pencil at the time. That moved into more faces and more scenes and more information. And then I had an angelic experience, literally a physical one, which was very pronounced, where this being came into a place where I was working and was just so, the energy was so strong. And I had an experience just before that moment of visitation, a few weeks earlier, meeting with some people with some UFO stuff. You know how when you're first opening up into things, you encounter many things and your discernment has to kick in. And so I had made this decision. I didn't want that type of abduction energy. I didn't want to deal with that. I didn't want to open that door, right? So this beautiful being comes in, this man, and he's moving things on the counter. So I know he's physical because he's moving it, but I know if I look at him, the energy's so strong that I'm not going to really see this man. Something's going to transform in front of me. And he just said to me, who is drawing these portraits? And I said that, you know, God is drawing them through me. And I explained a little bit about it. And he said, you ever draw anything that isn't human? And I said, oh, absolutely. I'm not going down a road of aliens. And, you know, I was really limiting at that time. And he just said, then you can't draw my brothers and sisters because angelics are not of this world. And he turned and he walked out this door. I felt compelled to run after him. When I went right through the door right after him, and it was within, I think, a moment of meditation where I realized that I had been shutting out possibilities that not all things that were non-human were evil. There are plenty of non-human evils, let me get that clear, but that there were angelics, there were light beings helping us, there was a lot moving through the Holy Spirit God us to work with us, to support us, to guide us. And at that point, it went full. I was told to get full-colored pastel, and all these beautiful angels started to be drawn on the portraits, then were termed angel portraits, because Spirit explained to me most people in all religions, and I do teach an extensive seminar on angels, it's one unifying thing of most people. Most religions, most people maybe believe very differently about many things, but accept that there's messengers and angels. It's very unifying, and that the angelic work closely with the higher realms to help us through these times of humanity, changes and crisis, healing and helping, guardian angels, all the different groups and choirs of angels. And so what has happened is the angels that are closest with whomever I'm working with at the moment, that angel is drawn, the explanation of what that angel's there and why that angel's there, and the name and the energy of that angel, along with faces of family passed over, faces of people in port, faces of people coming in, scenes and symbols.
Com, angelstoguideyou.com. We will take questions and comments from the YouTube live chat in this segment. So if you have a question for Donna, you write it down in the YouTube or type it in the YouTube live chat, and my live stream producer, Ryan, will curate those and send those my way, and I'll read them out over the air. Sticking with the discussion on portraits of angels, here's something interesting that sometimes you'll get a portrait of an angel, and the angel will take on the look of the loved one, or the loved one will be reflected in their faces. Tell me more about that.
Yes, I've seen that happen, and it's very interesting. I've seen it happen more than one time. And I think the angel, and you know, people wonder sometimes when my loved one, my mother, my father, my grandfather passes, do they become my angel? But I think angels are truly a different species that are non-human souls. And so that's not necessarily going to be a guardian angel to you. There'll be a guidance to you because love continues. But I think the angel world is able to reflect to us energy, and so they can choose or merge that look because it's comforting, because it feels normal, it feels good to the person who receives it, and it's remarkable. You'll see striking resemblances to people that they loved in the reflection from those angels.
Right. In the one that I'm looking at right now, it's the angel appears to be female. Mm-hmm. The deceased person looks to be, he is a male. It's a male, but maybe a soldier. It's in uniform. It's particularly the nose and the mouth of the deceased male reflected in the female angel.
In the angel's face, in the way that the
yes.
structure of the face is, yes. And we have to remember when we're looking at angelic, really, they are not really a boy or a girl. They're not gendered. Let's talk about gender fluidity. They're really just an energy that is working with us. They can come through more feminine or more masculine. I think it depends on the energy that they're presenting. Are they working with our astral emotional body? Are they working with our heart center? Are they working with our higher mind? Are they working with our mental body? And how they present themselves to the masculine feminine of us. And so I think that's reason why they can kind of have a sense that seems very feminine at the same time bringing through some kind of a masculine resemblance on somebody. But I think that it's what we understand the angels to be, the whole thing with the vibration which appears for people who see them to say they have wings. It's a frequency that we're seeing moving around them, and each level of the angel world, that's another whole show, but each level of the angel world, each triad is, there's three triads, and there's the choirs of the angels. They each have a different energy, a different offering, and a different reason they connect. So when I work with somebody and their angel, this angel becomes present, or whatever angel wants to come, it might be an angel of creativity or an angel of knowledge, an angel of wisdom, it will also talk with us about what choir of that angel is from. Is that a virtue? Is it a power? Is it a dominion? Is this a cherub? Is it from the cherubim? because each present to us a certain energy, and it comes through on those spirit portraits as well.
Have you ever drawn an archangel, Gabriel, Michael?
Oh yes, those are yes. Because the archangels, although we know them very well because we've been familiar with them, really are not one of the higher triads. To be honest with you, they're in ones that work more with humanity, and so that's why we see them. In fact, Raphael has been spoken about having come and actually walked the earth, walked and shown how you could take a fish and you could gut it and you can use medicines, and how he worked with Tobit and to show him how you could actually harvest medicinal herbs. So some of these angels have come into the frequency of earth. They can appear. We've seen angels. People have seen angels. And I'll tell you, whenever anybody has an angelic experience, you just know it is so. No one can convince you it's not, because the profound energy of the angelic is so strong and so different than it is from human energy or human soul. It's just a different feel. And it is pretty interesting. Yes, I've had the archangels come through in different times, because different people are working with different processes. We're multi-level people. Mm-hmm. We're very complex humans. We really are. So many things are happening physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually to somebody simultaneously. And so these portraits discuss all those different frequencies and levels of what we're dealing with.
All right. Wei Wei and Ella asks, why are there no female angels in the Bible?
The Bible doesn't really bring up a lot of angels. Okay. There is more angel discussion in some of the Apocrypha or the hidden books that were decided to be removed from the Bible by different things like James and the Council of Nicaea and things like that. So we have to recognize that some things were pulled out. One of the books that was pulled out but isn't in the Catholic Bible is the Book of Enoch. And Enoch would have been alive around the time in the very early part of Genesis, a descendant from Seth. And Enoch was very capable and able to walk and see the spiritual world, the angelics, and writings that from Catholic Church or the writings that the average person allowed to know. Let's be honest, a lot of what we know is very limited because we've not been allowed to know a lot of spiritual truth, a lot of spiritual understanding, and now hopefully working that through. So that would be one way to try to help understand that there's a limitation with that, but that some of the angels can appear one or the other ways. Gabriel often will be very feminine in how that angel of messages is bringing a message forward and being there for different levels, so can be also very masculine. So I hope that answers the question. It's just that sometimes we're not given all the information. Some person, I understand, looking for the word and looking through the word, but I think we have to, that was edited out.
Male with angels, they're not male. Male or female, they're expressing a masculine or a feminine energy, I suppose.
That's exactly right.
Renee Image asks or says, I get messages from deceased relatives of my friends and sometimes strangers. Does that make me a medium? And is it similar to your gift, Donna?
It does make you a medium, but what you want to do is you want to learn to take that and let that develop spiritually. First, you want to learn to pray and meditate. When we pray and meditate, that's not just opening to something. You know, we can open to all sorts of things. I say the spirit world is a whole lot like the mall. You know, there's a lot of people when I go in the mall, I don't really want to talk with them. They don't know anything about anything. I'd rather go directly to the person I'm supposed to meet in the mall, and their spirit will determine with God what we need to know. So gifting of discernment. So I would say, yes, you are definitely working clairvoyantly as a medium. You're hearing something. You're getting validation. Obviously, she's aware of what's being said, has confirmation value. But to present it in a way, first of all, we never just go and tell somebody a message unless they want that message, because we have to have privacy for them. We don't barge into people's space. Prayer meditation would be the way to go, so that you can learn about your higher self. What does it feel like when you sense it touching you, when you hear it in your thoughts, when your higher self comes to your astral body or how your feeling body is? When you recognize your higher self, then these messages will still come, but they'll be coming with more clarity and more accuracy, and they'll be coming in the correct manner. So take this gift, I'm excited for this person, and develop it with a spiritual and a meditative and a prayerful way, so it can be used in a good way. You never know how much that can help somebody.
We just have a minute and a half here. Are there many other people that have this ability? Do you know of anyone else who does this?
At this point, I've heard that there's somebody else in another country, I think England, that might be drawing people that are deceased, maybe one or two. I don't know them personally. I would say why not, because God is good, and I'm not going to be the only vessel that God can use to do something unique with or to bring this through. So I would never presume that, no, I'm the only one. But I would say this. I think it's rare. I haven't seen it a lot. In spiritualism, I saw a lot more people drawing guides or teachers, which I can say can also be valid. We can have guidances on different levels. But as far as the details and the amount of decades of drawing people of past and the information that comes on the portraits, I think that's more unusual. And I think there are people, but I don't think there's a lot of it. However, right. If a lot of your audience starts meditating and praying, we don't know how great, through discernment and their spiritual gifts, greater things can come, you know?
Donna, a real pleasure. We'll have to talk again. Thank you. I'm glad I met you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time, and bless you and bless everyone that was listening.
Reverend Donna Vall, angelstoguideyou.com.
A new Richard Serrett's Strange Planet drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Subscribe at strangeplanetpodcast.com.